Welcome once again to another episode of SLMA Radio. Brought to you on behalf of the thousands and thousands of members of the Sales Lead Management Association. If it has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing, it probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show. Today, as always, we're privileged to have with us the founder, the executive director, the head honcho at the whole organization, wearing his Ronald Reagan cowboy hat today here. And, well, I'll let him explain the whole thing about the hat here. Welcome, Jim Obermeyer.
Thank you, Paul.
Why the hat? You always bring the hat out of it. It's like a part of the old. Is it the old rancher pulling up to the corner store, and he's going to kick his feet up and start telling stories here? Is that what this is? Is the Cracker Barrel?
I went to the Capistrano Mission some years ago.
Yes,
and I walked through, and there's Larry the hat maker making hats, yes. And he's making very custom hats from the same blanks. And when he showed me this Ronald Reagan hat, I just had to have one. So here I am. Every time I wear this hat, I think of Ronnie. Well, and we ride together.
You ride together. There you go. Over the hills. And it brings out the storyteller in you, because Ronnie was certainly, if nothing else, he was a great storyteller.
He was a great storyteller. But today we've got an even better storyteller. We've got David Cook. Now, you recommended David to me. When his PR people came to you, and I looked at his book, and I thought it was a great book, How to Be a Great Salesperson by Monday Morning. When I talked to David, I became even more convinced that we should have him on. His book is, as I said, How to Be a Great Salesperson by Monday Morning. David Cook reveals a lot of sales techniques that he's used, including where to insert urgency, how to use third-party closes, how to shorten a sales cycle. In our interview today, he'll discuss his motivational principles that will help you approach customers with a new level of confidence. Now, the book is available from Amazon at $8.95 on Kindle, $14.95, very reasonable, pocket change for what you get, paperback. Barnes & Noble, $14.95, not available on Nook, I see. I notice it has 5 stars on Amazon, 66 rave reviews. Up there now. He's an award-winning author, CEO, founder of Sales Training on the Go, one of the most in-demand experts in sales training, coaching, and motivation around the world. We're lucky to get him today. He's the number one producer at Business and Legal Resources, and with awards all over the place. Anyway, his book is also selected as one of the top 10 must-read books. David Cook, thank you for taking some time today to come in and talk about your book with us.
Oh, Jim, my absolute pleasure. I heard so many great things about you and your show. It's an honor to be here.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Paul is sitting back just waiting to figure out how he can sell more radio programs. I can see the look in his eye. So let's start off this discussion. Why the title, David? Why this title that promises so much? And I've got to admit, I've got the book in my hand, and I've been picking out. I start with books by picking out the chapters that I have to work on, and then I go through the rest. But why the title?
Okay, well, I tell you, my book, first of all, it was designed to be a weekend read. Somebody reads the book on the weekend, and they pick up all the tips and techniques and everything in the book, and they literally can go in Monday morning with a lot of great closing skills. Because over the years, you know, I read sales books all the time. I'm always a student of sales and everything. And it always kind of dances around the close. It doesn't really zero in on what people are really seeking these days. And that is like a connection. We're so involved in the internet world, everything, technology this, technology that. But there's many things in there that a salesperson can literally start using immediately. There's nothing that makes me madder, you know, than when I'm reading a book or something on TV, you know, it's like, you can expect results in 6 to 8 weeks, you know, 6 to 8 weeks, come on, you know, that's too far, I want results now. But there's little things in there, like I start off with, like, you know, making your customer laugh. It's these kind of things, it's the connection with your customer, because without that connection, you're not gonna make a sale. And it starts off like, you know, I mean, it's been said that people will make up their mind whether or not to do business with you within the first 7 seconds of meeting you. So it's like chapter one, the very first thing that you should do is make your customer laugh, because it's a proven fact that if you get someone laughing, they are on your side. And I'd rather be around people who make me laugh. And then when you laugh, you know, you're obviously endorphins are released in your brain. You're happy, and you give credit for being happy to the person who made you laugh. And happy people buy. So there's so many things in there that people can start using immediately. Make your customer laugh. Boom, they're on your side.
Well, I like that chapter, and I'm starting to use it. But the thing that I started to use immediately, when I looked through the book, and I went over to chapter, let's see what it is, number 11, forgive my persistence, please. I've been using that for 2 weeks for people that, you know, it's funny. People call me and say, I want to start something right away. And then it takes forever to get a hold of them. And you remind us in the book there, time is of the essence, and you really can't wait. You've got to pursue people. And I started using this this phrase, time, thank you, forgive my persistence, please, but you asked about such and such, and we haven't been able to touch base. And it is working beautifully, I've got to admit. So I'm my check is in the mail to you already for what I've learned here. Okay, we know about the title. Now, what makes the book unique? Now, you talk about I can read it over the weekend. I can start on Monday. Is this book just about closing techniques, or is it more than that?
Well, it is about closing techniques, but it's also one of the things I mentioned in there. I mean, everybody, of course, wants to be a great salesperson, you know. But the one thing I mentioned, ultimately, you want to transcend salesperson, okay? And you want to become their trusted advisor. That's when you arrive, because a trusted advisor is genuinely interested in their customers' needs and puts their customers' interests first, and your customers will pick up on that, and that's when you have arrived, and you will have a customer for life. So that's where you want to focus on. Customers feel it. They know when you have their interests first.
Well, how do you get to that trusted advisor position?
Well, by proving yourself. I'll give you an example, a real quick example. I'm awful. I have the worst taste in clothes, absolutely worst, horrible.
I was gonna talk to you about that, David, from your
phone. I kind of thought you heard about it. You know? But anyways, but you know, I mean, it's real simple. It's like, you know, say I'll go out and buy a shirt, you know, and I'll be standing. This was years ago, but you're long time ago. I'd buy a shirt, and I'm like, I think this looks good. My taste in clothing is so bad. I would stop people walking by me, and I'd say, excuse me, you know, does this shirt look good? What do you think? They would look at me like I'm crazy and go, oh yeah, it looks great. You know? But anyways, but I'd come home, and my wife would look at my shirt, and she'd go, oh my God, that's the ugliest thing. Why did you get that? You know, that kind of thing. But then one day, I went to our local outlet mall because I needed a shirt again, right? So anyways, so I'm in this men's clothing store, and there's this lady who looked sharp. She really looked good. She was dressed well, I thought. Anyway, so I asked her, I said, excuse me. I said, does this shirt look good on me? And immediately she replied with, no, it does not. And for a split second there, my ego, I was a little bit offended. I'm like, oh, you mean it doesn't look good? You know, again, she says, no. She says, that shirt doesn't look good, but this one will. Okay. You know, so I tried on the shirt. I looked at, you know, that the floor, the ceiling mirrors that they have. And I said, you sure this looks good? She says, yep. Anyways, I wore the shirt to work the next day. Everybody's like, where'd you get that shirt? Oh, that's awesome. That's great. You know, I'm like, oh, thank you. You know? So I went back and I said, you have a sport coat and pants to go with this? She said, sure. She got them for me. Oh, yeah, yeah. And then about 3 weeks later, whatever it was, I wore the whole outfit to work, and everybody was going, oh my goodness, that looks awesome. Where did you get that? So bottom line, Megan, my clothing guru, she's become my trusted advisor. She's proved herself. Okay. So that's the thing. So now I just go to her and I go, Megan, what looks good? This, this, and this. Okay. Thank you. I'll buy it. You know, I do what she tells me to do because she's reached that level.
Does she work long distance? Can I hire her?
She might do a little Skype thing with you or something like that. Yeah.
Well, years ago, but I was bidding on a piece of business. It's $150,000. And a competitor came in, read my website, and went in and scooped up the business. And I was told by a fairly close company I'd known for years, you lost the business to so-and-so. And I'd say, okay, I understand. I lost the business, but who did you give it to? And they said so-and-so. And I said, can I give you some advice? I don't care what you do. Pick the number two, number three person on the list. Give it to somebody else, but don't go with them. You are going to be disappointed. And I don't expect the business. I'm not telling you for that. I'm just telling you, don't go with them. You are going to be grossly disappointed. In 6 months, you're going to be looking for a way out.
Mm-hmm.
And she hesitated. And a week later, I get a notice that we got the business.
Oh.
So okay. It just... Because I gave her a good advice, and it wasn't self-serving advice. It really wasn't. What about Chapter 4, this urgency to act now? We've got about 3 minutes, and then we're going to get into some other things.
Okay.
But obviously, I'm picking the things that I find the most interesting because it's all about me. So tell me about this urgency to act now.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, the urgency. Okay, now this is the thing that separates the superstars from just the stars. Okay, the urgency will put you into the sales stratosphere because you have to give your customer a reason to act now, or why should they? You know, I mean, you know, if this can go out for next week, whatever. I mean, that's exactly okay.
Do they really believe your FOMO thing, though, fear of missing out?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's yes, to answer your question, yeah. But the thing is that, you know, the superstars, they know that if you don't give your customer a reason to act now, why should they? You know, because the thing is like the hottest anyone will ever be about your product or service is when you're first showing it to them. That's the hottest they're ever going to get. And then as time goes by, they get distracted. Other things get on their mind, you know, and your product becomes less and less important, you know, so... If you give them a reason to act now, whatever it may be, the pricing is only good till a certain date. If you can do this now, I can give you. Just think of things that will entice them to go now. You know, if you can do this now, I can give you this. Or I have other people looking at this also. Speaking of fear of missing out, I have other people looking at this also. It may not be around, which it may not be. You know, I mean, think of some legitimate urgency, but give it to them and make sure. I had a customer one time, listen to this, it blew me away. I had a customer call me one time. She was trying to sell my product to her boss, the buyer, right, the decision maker, right? She called me and she says, Dave, is there any kind of urgency I can give my boss so he'll get this today? And I'm like, oh, I love you. You know, but a customer asking me for urgency. But yeah, you give them a reason to act now, or your thing just starts to go on the back burner, or it gets less and less, you know?
After about a week, I don't hear from prospects, I can feel the cooling nature of the sale. I can feel it cooling down. It goes 2 or 3 weeks. I begin to feel that it's totally cold. So we're going to have to take a quick break here.
Sure.
David, we've been speaking with David Cook, the author of the best-selling book, How to Be a Great Salesperson by Monday Morning. And I must have read 100 sales books, and I like this one because it's got things that I can use, and I am using immediately. Paul, let's go over to you to listen to a few commercials. Thank you, sir.
All right, quickly, we just want to tell people that if your organization's success is driven by B2B sales, as most of us are, the book Predictable Prospecting by best-selling author Mary Lou Tyler shows you how to rapidly add qualified opportunities to your sales pipeline, ensuring consistent and, here's the word, predictable revenue growth. Well, if that sounds appealing, you can get started right away, turning your business into a sales machine. Simply download a free sample chapter, check it out, see if it's for you. Mary Lou Tyler, just like it sounds, MaryLouTyler, MaryLouTyler.com. Predictable prospecting. And we always remind you that Zuant, the new generation of mobile lead capture systems, is out. It's something you can use at every trade show and every event, or even every day when you're on the road to present and send videos and literature to your customers. Imagine that, right from the spot, you can send them stuff. Looks great, eliminates the need for manually entering your leads later. Pretty smart, you can be too. Check out Zuant.com, just like it sounds, Z-U-A-N-T, Zuant.com. All right, guys. Hey, you know, this is Thursday we're doing this, and I've only got a couple days to come in and change my life here if I'm going to do this all by Monday, so I need some more tips.
I really think you can change your life, Paul, by reading this over the weekend while you've got your feet propped up out on the golf course there in Palm Springs. I know where you go on weekends.
That's it.
Hey, we've been speaking with David Cook. He's the author of How to Be a Great Salesperson by Monday Morning. And I believe in 31 chapters, 154 pages. He's already answered why the title, what makes the book unique. What are the key ingredients to any sale, David? We can take a look at the closing techniques and what have you, but you've been at this a long time. I've been paging through the book. To me, it's like paging through $100 bills. Can you hear that? I'm going to make money with this book, all kidding aside. But what are the key ingredients for this sale, making these sales, making the sale, David?
Yeah, gotcha. Okay, yeah, the three critical ingredients to any sale. I don't care what you're selling. You could be selling a pair of shoes. You could sell the Empire State Building. It's the same key ingredients. And the three ingredients are enthusiasm, benefits, and urgency. I call it EBU. That's my EBU. Okay, so anyways, but enthusiasm, extremely important, all right? So you have got to be excited, because if you are not excited, why should your customer be excited? And remember this, it's so critical, is that your attitude directly is your customer's attitude. If you're in a great mood, your customer will be in a great mood. If you're not in a great mood, well, your customer is not going to be in a great mood. And people who are excited, they buy. Happy people, excited people buy. So you must be excited, enthusiasm. So the next, benefits. Okay, one thing about benefits. Always when you're doing your presentation, demonstration, whatever it may be, benefits. Stress those benefits over and over and over and over and over. Just keep stressing the benefits, because remember this now, very important. People do not buy products and services. It may sound strange. They do not buy products and services. What they buy are the benefits they perceive from those products and services. They're buying the benefits. Let's use, like a car, for example. Let's say somebody's buying a car, right? What are they thinking when they see that car? They're thinking, oh, I'm going to look good in that car. I love the color of that car. It'll make me feel good. My neighbor's going to be jealous of this when I pull up with this new car. My prestige is going to go up if I'm driving this car. They aren't thinking about how the frame's welded together, you know, how the wiring goes into the lighting, you know, stuff like that. No, they're thinking how they're going to look, prestige, all that other stuff. So you want to focus on those benefits. So keep saying those benefits over and over and over. And then, you know, as we talked about urgency, that's the last one, you know, extremely important. Give your customer a reason to act now. If you get this now, I can throw in the so-and-so. I mean, there's things that people are allowed to do. So let your customer know you can do that. So those are the three, enthusiasm, benefits, and urgency.
We've only got a couple of minutes left. That was a great recap. Mm-hmm. One of the questions I've got here is, you mentioned to ask questions, et cetera. We can understand that. But the thing I'm really interested in is when to stop selling and start closing your sale. When do you do that? Some people, you know, they say always be closing, et cetera, but I'm not so sure that's popular anymore. When do you stop selling and start closing?
Yeah, that's something I got to tell you. I even to this day have to remind myself of every once in a while, because I'll get in on a presentation. I get all excited. Customers all excited. I'm going. They're going. But that's the problem. I keep going. So, I mean, that's always in the back of my mind is stop selling, you know, because the thing is, yeah, you get going. Your customer's giving you all the buying signals and everything else. And this is just the thing. It's just timing, and it just takes experience. That's all. It's keep doing it over and over. You're going to know, you have to sense it. You're going to know when your customer's ready. Like Shark Tank, you know, many, many times on Shark Tank, I've heard the sharks say to someone pitching their product, whoa, stop selling. We got it. Okay. We want it. Okay. So stop selling. Because often you can sell yourself right out of a sale. So this really depends on experience. Just be aware of it. So your customer's ready to go. You can feel it. Go in for the close at that moment, and that is experience. Don't keep on selling because it feels good, you know. Go in for the close once you know your customer's ready. But once again, that's experience.
Yeah, early on, I think the old phrase, you sold it and then you bought it back again. And the customer gets impatient because you never shut up, and you just keep going until you bought it back, and they just want you to get the heck out of there.
Yep.
What do you mean by listen to say to the way that your customer says goodbye?
Oh, yeah. This is a good one. This is especially in telephone sales. You're talking to your customer on the phone. This kind of gets a little deep. It's like the conscious and subconscious mind kind of going here, you know? So the thing is, when you talk to people, when you're talking to people, you know, general conversation, if you're talking to a customer, it's your conscious minds that are talking. Your subconscious mind is having a conversation with you, but it's your conscious minds that are talking. So when you're talking to your customer and you say, okay, well, you know, nice talking to you. Okay, so I'll follow up on Wednesday. Okay, all right, well, thank you very much. Thank you. Okay, they think the thank you part is over. That's the end of the conversation. So when they say goodbye, like I say, this gets a little deep, but that's the subconscious part talking. That's how they really feel. So they say, they think thank you in the conversation. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, bye. And if they go, bye, bye, you know, that's not good. You know, thank you, bye, bye. You know, so if they're still up on that goodbye part, that means you've done well.
So it's really the sound of that goodbye, the enthusiasm of the goodbye.
Yeah.
If it's a down goodbye, it could be interpreted as good riddance.
Yes. Yeah. You don't, but listen to it, because that's how your customer's really feeling, you know. And that gets a little deep with the subconscious, conscious, and all that. But, yeah, listen. Yeah. Yeah. You want that goodbye to be an excited goodbye. All right. Nice to meet you. Okay. All right. Bye. Bye. You know, you want it to be up, obviously. But if it's not, you got a little work to do.
Well, I hate to say it, but our time is coming to a close here on the program. I'd love to go through every single one of these chapters, but I'm going to do it privately over the weekend outside of the ones I've already read because I was selfish. David, how does someone reach you, and what kind of consulting work do you do?
Well, I do one-on-one consulting. If anybody wants to go to like a Skype meeting or something like that, I do sales training presentations, some, you know, pretty much all of the above, really.
Okay, and you're located where?
In Connecticut.
In Connecticut. So you'll fly in any place in the world for a client that needs help, right?
You are correct, sir.
Okay. I want you to be our private coach here from a sales standpoint. I think you've got great advice. I recommend to people that they buy your book, How to Be a Great Salesperson, by Monday morning. David, how does someone reach you?
Okay, well, you can go to my website, which is salestrainingonthego.com. That's salestrainingonthego.com. Or you can go to Amazon and you can just type in Dave Cook and my book will appear.
Yeah, I see it up there now. Great cover.
Yeah. Thank you.
So thank I've been reading through the – I was surprised at the number of not the fact that you had all great stars there, but I was surprised at the 66 people who have reviewed the book. That surprised me so soon. When was the book released, by the way?
About March 2nd, 2017 at 11:30.
Okay, so you've had a little time up there, and I'm glad to see it here. I'm really glad to hear it's doing so well.
Yeah.
David Cook, you're welcome to come back anytime and talk about sales. David Cook, the author of How to Be a Great Salesperson, by Monday morning. Paul, read the book over the weekend. You need to work on it. You need to work on this, Paul.
I'll do it. I'll do it right away.
David, we'll be in touch. Take care.
Jim and Paul, thank you both very much. And your audience, everyone, thank you. I so appreciate it.
You've been listening to another episode of SLMA Radio, brought to you on behalf of the thousands and thousands of members of the Sales Lead Management Association. If it has to do with sales lead manager and sales lead marketing, probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show. I better get that book right now and learn. Part of the many shows on the ever-growing Funnel Radio Network for at-work listeners like you.